Okay, it's 6:00 PM. 6:00 PM, July 15th, 2024, it's the regular assembly meeting. We'll call the meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Rob?
Excused.
Mark?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Donna?
Here.
And we could just skip over item two. That was going to be a selection of someone to run the meeting, but I'm here this evening, and we have everybody here except for Member Swartz. Two members zooming in, Member Marsh and Stan Greger. And it's now time for the voluntary pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, then I need a motion for approval of the minutes from the July 1st, 2024 assembly meeting.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's no changes or modifications, so all those in favor of approving those, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, no one opposed? Okay, next item, approval of minutes for the meeting, amendment and approval of tonight's meeting agenda. Entertain a motion to approve the meeting agenda as presented.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any proposed changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of moving forward, say aye.
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 Okay, we'll move ahead. Next item, public hearings. We have two public hearings tonight. First public hearing is for ordinance 2024-12, an ordinance providing for the submission to the qualified voters of Petersburg Borough the question of the issuance of not to exceed $3,500,000 of general obligation bonds to pay costs of public school capital improvements in the borough at the regular election held on October 1st, 2024, this coming October. So is there anyone in the audience that would like to participate in this public hearing?
Hi, good evening. My name is Robin Taylor, and I'm the new superintendent of the school district, so I wanted to introduce myself and then also just thank you for the opportunity. We're looking forward to our continued work with the borough on these capital improvement projects and appreciate the support for the bond.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming and introducing yourself. Anyone else in the audience who would like to participate in this public hearing? Robin was the only one here, so I'm assuming not. Is there anyone calling in, Clerk Thompson?
There's not.
Okay, perfect. All right, that public hearing is now closed. Move to the second public hearing, and this is for ordinance 2024-13, an ordinance authorizing long-term indebtedness in an amount not to exceed $19.3 million for the design and construction of water and wastewater infrastructure in the borough and directing that this matter be submitted to the voters for consideration at the next regular election to be held on October 1st, 2024. Is there anyone that would like to participate in this public hearing? Seeing none, that public hearing's closed. No bid awards tonight. Is there anyone in the audience with items they'd like to speak to related to the agenda? Persons to be heard. Seeing none? Oh, Chloe, you better be quick.
I know, I'm going to be really quick. I'm just here to kind of introduce the two ordinances that we've put forth to change the borough, to beef up kind of the borough rules and regulations concerning derelict vessels. We're doing it simultaneously because once we get going with this, I don't want to have to stop and wait for three more meetings to try and free up some money. So if there's any questions or if you want me to explain anything, if you've thought about it, I will not be here at the next meeting. So you can email me or ask me now or if there's anything that's been on your mind.
But they'll take three readings, so you'll be here for the other two.
I'll be here for the third. So I'm here today and I'll be here for the third one.
Perfect. The third, yeah, okay, great. Any questions of the Harbor Master? Seeing none. Member Marsh.
Thank you. So my question is, would this act retroactively or would this be just going forward?
I believe just going forward, unless we have a a crisis within now and the next month of it being passed. I've been holding off on impounding. We have two vessels that are subject to this right off the bat. And I've been holding off impounding in case the owners come forth and actually do the right thing, or God forbid there be a crisis, and then we'll have to throw good money after bad. So, no.
Okay, any other questions of the Harbor Master? Seeing none, thank you, Glo.
Yeah.
Okay, any other persons to be heard on items related to tonight's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to persons to be heard on items unrelated to tonight's agenda. Anyone want to speak on items unrelated? Seeing none. Next item, boards, commission, and committee reports. We have a report from Assemblymember Lynn and Electric Utility Director Hagerman on the SEPA board members, and they'll give us an update on SEPA.
Thank you. The report we have is in here. I won't go over most of it. I do want to cover two items. One item is not in there, is that the board at the last meeting had a long discussion of whether or not we have sufficient money in our self-assured risk fund to be able to cover something like a catastrophic failure of a submarine cable, that type of thing. And then that discussion led on to the fact that is our what we call a 4R plan, in other words, a renewal replacement of equipment and that type, is that up to date enough, even though we updated it about 3 years ago, with the cost of equipment and that type of thing now? Do we need to increase and redo that plan? There wasn't any answers to that, but the board asked their CEO to go back and to take a look at those two items and bring it back on the agenda at the next meeting or the later meeting in the fall. That's not an easy one to answer. The second item I want to talk about has to do with the grid stability. About a year ago, we got into a long discussion of allowing solar, people having solar at their own home, to be able to add that back onto the grid. And in the face of it, you know, I thought, well, it's an excellent idea. I like the idea. So, but the question came up is whether or not that creates instability into the grid. And I'll explain that in just a minute. And so what we did is we hired an individual or a corporation to go take a look at this. And they came back with a report at this meeting. And two things we asked, or a couple things we asked for as the report is, how much could we add to it from solar systems, either from that SEPA had or that we would allow residential customers to add to the system? That was the first question, without creating instability into the system. And when they came back and made a presentation, one of the things we talked a lot about was what happens if you add 400 or 500 customers with at least a kV or more of power coming into the grid. If you have a cloud that comes over and it immediately shuts down and it goes to half or significantly reduces the amount that goes into the grid, can our system pick that back up? Conversely with that, go the other way, is what happens when, you know, all of a sudden the clouds go and you got the whole system out there. And all of a sudden, you've got a tremendous amount of power coming onto the grid. The architect, when he came back, and gave us a number of which we could actually add to the system without affecting stability. But the second part of his report he came back to with was how could we ameliorate it? In other words, if you did that, have that big, let's say the cloud layer leave and that come on instantly. What can we do to be able to keep the grid operational without dropping the hertz and the pressure on it? And then add that without having, and then have it all moderated. And he came back with a proposal with us on how to do that with a battery bank, which is kind of interesting. And I won't go into a lot of the details on it, but after we got that discussion went on for 4 or 5 hours, I believe, on it. And we now have some decisions to make. We now know what we can add to it. But then the question comes up is, do we allow the, do we have a policy where the three communities, for instance, can add, you know, that our customers can add, you know, solar to their own house and then put that on the grid? That question, we haven't answered. That's yet to be addressed. The second one was, is, and we did address it somewhat, we could we add a solar bank somewhere, either in Petersburg, Ketchikan, Wrangell, a big solar bank that would provide more solar power to the grid, allow our reservoirs to stay full or fuller, you know, through the winter, which makes a lot of sense. And what would we have to do? We did authorize the CEO to go forward and for a grant and to see if we could get it to do a, not a survey, but actually a study and looking at how big of a solar farm could we put out there, what would it cost and how you would design it. So we did tell him to go forward with that. And that's about, those are the couple items I wanted to cover. Carl, did you have anything else you would add or change? Okay. And anybody have some questions on that?
All right. Thank you for the report. Any questions of Member Lynn on this SEPA report? Thanks for the report. I wish I could have attended the meeting, but I was fishing, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Consent agenda. There's one item on that. Beachcomber Lodge, LLC, seasonal alcoholic beverage dispensary license renewal. They've applied for a renewal, and I would entertain a motion to approve that application. I need a motion.
So moved.
Motion been made with a second, and any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thank you.
Passes unanimously, and now we're on to item 12, report of other officers. There are no reports today. Brings us to item 13, the mayor's report, short report. The borough is accepting letters of interest from citizens who wish to serve the community by filling a vacant seat on the Public Safety Advisory Board until October 2024 municipal election. Letters of interest should be submitted to Clerk Thompson, the borough office located at 12 South Nordic Drive, or by sending to box 329, Petersburg, Alaska, or by emailing to dthompson@petersburgak.gov. But it's, we already have a person of interest for that, right? So later in the meeting. So that's the mayor's report. I'll turn it over to the manager.
Thank you, sir. We still have no applicants for our open EMS coordinator position. Aaron continues to fill in for that position as he can. Recently, a group of people from here and had a meeting with the U.S. Coast Guard and community stakeholders addressing the Coast Guard's capabilities to help run mass casualty response exercises. Coast Guard sent Port Security Specialist Tom Pauser and Mike Pearson from Juneau to write a brief on what these exercises could look like for Petersburg, funding opportunities for these exercises, and methods to gauge community involvement. Aaron's working with CAPMAY Solutions to provide a third-party report on changes that need to be made toward the 2010 Disaster Response Plan. This report will serve the purpose of advising the LEPC and the Borough Administration of changes that either should be made, updated, or added to the new update to the report, the plan, excuse me. Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department volunteers are trying to raise awareness about the importance of having good signage for residences so responders know where to go when 911 is called. The Volunteers Association sells reflective address signs for the community. Volunteers will also help install the sign upon request. If interested, please contact the fire department at 772-3355. Our sanitation volume continues to be high, with tour ships and fish processors generating a lot of refuse. Water production is ramping up due to increased demand from the processors. At a little over 1 million gallons per day, we are roughly double our off-season production levels, with peak production expected later in the summer. water plant is designed to produce up to 4 million gallons per day. We normally won't see daily water production exceed about 2.5 million gallons in the summer. Alaska Rural Water Association is in town conducting a sanitary survey of the water department as required by ADEC. The survey is an inspection of the water treatment plant. It must be performed by a qualified consultant per ADEC. The inspection looks at the condition and safety of our treatment system and standard operations to identify any equipment or processes that could be unsafe for our customers. We usually score very well on these, so I expect that we'll continue. The wastewater crew assisted the processor EC Phillips with some pump station issues they were having at their bunkhouse. Burroughs Vactor truck was used to clear the pump station to allow a contractor access to some diagnostic and repair work. Admin staff working on transition activities related to bringing water and wastewater back into public works. That's some of the items to move that back over. And Derek is working on the annual adjustments for the service rates at assisted living. It's also finishing up with the final parts of the OSHA inspection assisted living. OSHA asked for some clarification on what we had sent to them. This will include adding some additional training for the staff on OSHA requirements. The Sprint Triathlon happening on Saturday, July 20th, with a 9 a.m. transition time and a 10 a.m. start time. Contact Parks and Rec or Scott Burt for more details and to get registered. Another round of swim lessons will begin on the 22nd for the continuation of swim levels. Keep an eye out around Parks and Rec and Facebook for more information. Registration is now open for Parks and Rec Youth Volleyball Camp beginning on August 5th for 6th through 8th grade and August 12th for 3rd through 5th grade. Stop in for more information and to get your player registered. Property tax invoices were mailed out on July 1st. The due date is October 15th. Please contact the Finance Department if you have any questions at 907-772-5409. Harbor staff appreciates all the players at the drive down dock continuing to work together. It's really busy and most are very considerate of each other, so thank you. Last Tuesday, Harbor staff participated in a tabletop mass casualty drill led by EMS Director Hankins and the U.S. Coast Guard's Southeast Sector Emergency Preparedness Team. Was informative and good practice for a potential incident. Harbor staff has also been working, as you heard, with Attorney Heidemann to develop language to better the borough's code structure for dealing with abandoned and derelict vessel situations. The annual SEPA shutdown went smoothly, and the diesel fuel adjustment charge has been calculated to be 1.3 cents per kilowatt hour for usage in the June billing period. This adjustment will show up on the utility bills at the end of July. The higher output from Blind Slough Hydro, a shorter shutdown period, and our customers' energy conservation efforts saved a substantial amount of fuel over the previous year. Lower fuel price in general also helped dramatically. For reference, last year's adjustment was 2.7 cents per kilowatt hour, so less than half this year. The annual dam safety inspection with FERC engineers and our contracted chief dam safety engineer will be on July 18th. Various maintenance activities have been accomplished in the last month, so we are ready for the inspection. Staff is reviewing the draft 30% design build plans and specs from EPS for the Scalp Bay Generator project. And the line crew has been working on various projects and services, including a line extension at Libby Lane, the work building power, and other new customers. Reminder for water system customers to fill out the lead service line inventory survey that went out in the June utility bills. Customers have any questions, please contact the Water Department at 907-772-4760. Carl is still working on Pump Station 4, the wastewater discharge permitting, and the closeout of the older wastewater projects with ADEC. And an add-on to my report, I have a meeting later this week with PIA and Klingit and Hyde Housing to discuss the airport subdivision development. Attorney Heidemann is working on the contract. She'll also be on that call. And you know, trying to get that ready and approved by everybody so we can bring it to the assembly to actually vote on. So we're making some headway. It's slow, but it's still on the table. So, and that's it.
Any questions of the manager on his report? All right. Thank you, Steve. That brings us to item 15, unfinished business. The first item there is ordinance 2024-12, an ordinance providing for the submission to the qualified voters of the Petersburg of the issuance of not to exceed $3,500,000 of general obligation bonds to pay costs of public school capital improvements in the borough at the regular held election held on October 1st, 2024. This is the second reading. I'd entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its second reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion. Clerk, call the roll.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Passes unanimously in a second reading. Brings us to ordinance 2024-13. This is an ordinance authorizing long-term indebtedness in the amount not to exceed $19.3 million for the design and construction of water and wastewater infrastructure in the borough and directing that this matter be submitted for consideration at the next regular election to be held on October 1st, 2024. This is also the second reading of this ordinance. And if approved in three readings, will the question of the indebtedness of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Municipal Loan Program in the amount not to exceed $19.3 million for design and construction of the water, wastewater, new and upgraded infrastructure in the borough to borough voters at the October 1st election. The ADCA Loan Program offers interest rates of approximately 1.5% over a 20-year period. If approved by the voters, project design and construction will be authorized to commence until December 31st, 2030. The Assembly unanimously approved this in its first reading. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this ordinance also in its second reading.
So moved.
Motion been made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Marsh, I believe, or vice versa. So any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, 2024-13 passes unanimously again. Item 16, new business. First item there is ordinance 2024-14. This is an ordinance amending provisions of chapters 3.38, 3.40, and 3.76 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to establish the Public Works Director as the head of the borough water and sewer utilities and create an assistant Public Works Director as an administrative officer to the borough. I'd entertain a motion to approve this in its first reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Any discussion? Member Marsh?
Yes. Thank you. Do we have a cost breakdown on what this is going to look like? And then part two of that is how are we going to pay for that?
Oops, got to turn it up. So sorry, we're having a hard time hearing you, Donna. Will you try to repeat it, please?
Yes. So my question is, do we have a breakdown on what this is going to cost? And what is the, how are we going to pay for it?
Thank you.
Okay, got it.
I don't have that here with me, but basically this, what this does is put us back to where we were before we created the utility director position. And so it's not an increased cost over what we used to be, but it is an increased cost over what we have done this last couple of years. So.
And they actually approved the dollar amounts in the budget.
Yeah, it's actually in the budget. I just don't have it here. I apologize.
No, I apologize for not prepping you on that. I believe it seemed like it was an additional $24,000 or so, give or take.
It was a smaller number.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It was along those lines, but I don't have the exact number, so I didn't want to exaggerate.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll address this ordinance two more times with a public hearing at the second reading of it, so. Yeah, time to get those numbers put together. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Item B under new business, ordinance 2024-15, an ordinance amending section 14.20.280 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to clarify recoverable expenses from vessels impounded and disposed of from borough harbors. If approved in three readings, this will clarify the municipal code that the owner of any vessel disposed of shall be liable for all costs incurred by the borough during the process of disposal. So this is the first reading. I would entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Fine Walsh, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion? None. Clerk, call the roll.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, that ordinance passes unanimously as well. And the next item, C, ordinance 2024-16, an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2025 budget for known changes. If adopted in three readings, this ordinance will authorize one, $240,000 to be transferred from the Harbor Department reserves to a derelict boat disposal budget item, increasing the total amount budgeted to $250,000. Second item, transfer $4,000 from the general fund contingency to a ballot proposition information budget item to disseminate information on the ballot propositions regarding the maximum sales tax exemption and transient room tax rate. And three, adding the revenue of $232,965 and expenses of $153,418 for two electrical line extension jobs into the budget. And I believe that was in the manager's report earlier. So I'd entertain a motion to adopt ordinance 2024-16 in its first reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next item, reappointment of Petersburg's representatives to the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, otherwise known as CSWA. And without any opposition or any objection, I should say, I'd like to reappoint Chris Cotta as the Petersburg representative and Aaron Marol as Petersburg's alternate. The appointments will expire January 31st of 2027. So if there's no objections, they are appointed. And I don't see any objections, any hands coming up. So that is done. Public Safety Advisory Board appointment. We have one letter of interest, and it was submitted by John R. Haverlick, and a copy is attached to tonight's agenda. So without any objection, I'd like to appoint John Haverlick to the Public Safety Advisory Board. Any objections? No? We'll move forward then. Next item is item 17, communications. Are there any communications? I don't see any. Is any, they're listed on our agenda, and we don't make a habit of reading them at the meetings, so and there's none tonight. The clerk just informed me. Assembly discussion items, assembly member comments. Any assembly members have comments this evening? Quiet crowd. Any recognitions? Anybody have any recognitions? The assembly or staff, any recognitions? I'd like to thank the harbor. I wasn't here, but they had a vessel sink in the harbor, and the harbor staff responded, got the boat up, and now it's off going through the rebuild routine. So, no other recognitions. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Favor say aye.
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 Okay.